Thank you, Carla. My time is short, so I want to make three very brief points. First of all, the upcoming European Council. I'm satisfied with Ireland's position on the application for EU membership by the Ukraine, but I would like more clarity in regard to our position on sanctions, particularly when it comes to purchasing Russian coal, oil and gas. The impact of sanctions in this context would be very powerful. It would also hit European and the Irish economy hard. And I think we have to make choices and ask ourselves. If we starve the Russian military machine now, if we literally cut off the supply lines of euros and dollars, will this bring Putin to the table sooner? Would this shorten the war and the human disaster unfolding in front of our eyes? And for what it's worth, my view is the tougher the sanctions now, the greater the impact and the greater the likelihood that we just might shorten this war. Secondly, the response of the Irish people in offering assistance and shelter has been so positive and heartwarming. But we urgently need immediate coordination at local, at county, at regional and national level. Yes, I know reception centres have been set up and good work is being done. But the Taoiseach himself said we are in a war situation. And being on a war footing requires a war-type response. So, Minister, I believe at the very least we need a minister in the department of the Taoiseach with responsibility for coordinating our refugee response. So many of the pieces are already in place. People's generosity, local voluntary community groups, NGOs, local authorities and so many bodies willing, ready and able. But the government has ultimate responsibility to join the dots, put the supports and the structures in place. This is going to be far more difficult than we think at both individual and national level. But we can make it work, but we need a coordinating body and a minister with full responsibility to manage the situation. Otherwise, the difficulties will multiply. They'll multiply anyway. But if somebody is in charge, it helps. Finally, the issue of human trafficking and women and children has to be at the top of our agenda. And our systems, both nationally and at European level, must ensure those women and children fleeing one horror don't find themselves in another.